It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Kyle Bailey with Mary Gilbert. Yes, a day early with the holiday tomorrow. Mary from the Mary Gilbert Group, Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. And Mary, an important topic to dive into today. People still ask this a lot. Should I buy? Should I rent? And it's not really a one-size-fits-all answer, is it?
Yeah, that's correct, Kyle. And I'm excited to be here and discuss this with you today. And it really isn't a one-size-fits-all answer. So for many people, buying a home is a smart financial move, but the key is understanding your personal goals and lifestyle.
So let's start with the case for buying. What makes homeownership such a strong move for the right person?
So if you're planning to stay in the area for at least a few years, buying allows you to benefit from home value appreciation and build equity over time. And that equity can help fund future goals, whether it's renovations, education, or even investment. But beyond the financials, owning a home provides stability. With a fixed rate mortgage, your payment stays the same, unlike rent, which can go up year after year. So you don't have to worry about a landlord selling the property or not renewing your lease. That kind of security can bring real peace of mind.
Yeah, that sounds like a huge relief, especially for families, for people that want to feel grounded. What about the down payment, though? A lot of people still think they need 20% saved up.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest myths out there. Most buyers today put down much less than 20%. There are some fantastic flexible loan programs, and we work with lenders who can help walk you through your options. So what is important is making sure your down payment doesn't drain your savings. You want a cushion for the unexpected things that come up with home ownership, and there are several programs out there that offer zero down or down payment assistance.
So what about the flip side? When does it make more sense to rent?
Yeah, renting is a great option if you're still deciding where you want to live long term, or if you expect to move within a year or two. So it gives you flexibility, and in some cases, it's the lower cost entry point, especially up front. So renters also avoid many of the maintenance costs that come with owning. That can be a real benefit, especially during transitional seasons of life, like starting a new job, relocating, or just wanting a little more breathing room.
So it sounds like it really comes down to your personal timeline, your lifestyle, and your finances.
Exactly. So there's no universal answer, but there is a right answer for you. And the good news is whether you're leaning toward buying or renting, you don't have to figure it out alone. So that's where our team can help.
Yeah, that's good. And if somebody's on the fence, what's the first step?
Yeah, it's always good to start with a conversation, right? We're going to look at your goals, timeline, and budget to help you make a confident, informed decision. No pressure, just guidance. One of the things that I haven't brought up yet is people always say, I'm going to wait for the interest rates to drop. So they are going to drop, but I just want to ask, sometimes we ask the renters, so how much interest are you paying on your rent right now?
Yeah, definitely. Boy, good topic there. Some good information. Let's talk about the hot new listings on the market this week. What do you have for us?
Yeah, coming up, 845 Forest Heights Street in Sutherland, Oregon. This is a gorgeous three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home, almost 2,500 square feet. Listed at $439,900, this just got finished. Enjoy upscale finishes, sweeping valley views, a private balcony off the primary suite, multi-generational potential with a separate entrance on the lower basement level. And this is offered by myself at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon.
And you said this is brand new?
Just finished, yeah.
Wow.
Move-in ready.
All right. What about something in Winston?
Yeah, 621 Southeast Rose Ridge. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath, just over 1,600 square feet. A hard find at just under $400,000. This house is listed at $399,900. This was built in 2020 in Winston. It's got vaulted ceilings, gourmet kitchen, a split bedroom floor plan, and a covered patio. It's located in a newer neighborhood with parks and schools nearby. This is listed by Spencer Wirtz at the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams.
What about Oakland?
Yeah, so 7291 Rice Valley Road in Oakland. This is a one-bedroom, one-bath, 768 square foot, listed at $395,000. This is five private wooded acres with cozy retreat with RV parking. It's got three outbuildings, DFN ready with newer water heater, perfect for those seeking quiet and space. This is listed with Dan Parker at the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams.
And now here's something you don't see very often. In the city of Roseburg, right in town, some vacant land.
Yeah, this land has an amazing view. So this is up on Beulah as you're going up towards Spyglass. Vacant land, it's 3.45 acres, offered for sale at $79.9. This is a gorgeous wooded parcel in Roseburg with privacy, views, and utilities nearby. Rare in-town opportunity to design and build your custom home in a picturesque setting. Listed by Jill Deloach at the Mary Gilbert Group, Keller Williams.
And if somebody wanted to go to South County, maybe it's a farm, maybe an acreage, what do you have?
Yeah, this is an amazing parcel off Weaver Road in Myrtle Creek. High production ground, 12.42 acres, offered for sale at $160,000. This is an incredible ag opportunity with river irrigation rights from the South Umpqua River and hay income potential. Some of the equipment is negotiable. It's ideal for farming, livestock, or ag development. So this is listed by my partner, Courtney Alford, at the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams.
All right, let's take a look at the weekly snapshot in real estate. What's been happening on the local scene?
Yeah, so this week, from June 26th through July 2nd, the market showed a bit of a mixed bag. So we saw 46 new listings come on the market this week. That's slightly up from the 44 from the previous week, and three coming soon properties. So that's up from two in the previous week. Homes coming back on the market also rose from 9 to 13, offering new options for buyers. And on the flip side, pending sales dipped from 44 to 36, and closed sales were down a bit as well, from 28 to 24. So price changes also decreased from 79 last week to 70 this week, possibly pointing to more realistic pricing or signs of some market stabilization this summer. And also important to note, we had four bumpable transactions this week. That's compared to just one the week before. So that just means it looks like sellers are willing to negotiate contingencies on buyers' homes selling, so offering them some time to get their property sold. So withdrawn listings dropped from 11 to 6, while expired listing jumped significantly from 6 last week to 23 this week. And that only makes sense because a lot of listings expire on the last day of the month. So overall, the market's still moving, and we're seeing shifts that suggest strategy and timing are more important than ever.
All right, good information. Now, what about open houses?
Yeah, so amazingly, today's Thursday, so three open houses today. Check out 175 Palomino Avenue in Roseburg. This is just west on Garden Valley. I love this neighborhood, quiet little street. This house is a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home. Most of the daily living's on the single level, just under 2,500 square feet. This house was built in 2004. It's offered for sale at $750,000. That's open from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. today. 355 West Burdine Street in Roseburg. This is a three-bedroom, one-bath, 1,300 square feet, built in 1953, single-story, offered for sale at $329. This is going to be available from 4 to 6 p.m. today. And then out in Umpqua, check this out. 2170 Hubbard Creek Road, Umpqua, Oregon. This is a two-bedroom, two-bath, 1,148-square-foot home, 2.49 acres. This house has some charm and character, built in 1925. It's offered for sale at $420,000. It's near that Coles Valley area. This house will be open today from 2 p.m. until 6 p.m.
And importantly, it's only a couple miles by Lighthouse Bakery.
Exactly. You could habit stack there. Go to Lighthouse and go see an open house.
All right. There you go. So open houses today. And I'm guessing do you take a break from open houses on a holiday?
Yeah. 4th of July, we're all spending time with our families. So we kind of expect everyone else might be doing that. But obviously, we do have on-call agents. So if someone needs to schedule that holiday showing, they can get a hold of us.
All right. Well, it's certainly a lot going on in the summertime here in the real estate market. How can people reach you if they have questions about buying or selling their homes?
Yeah, anyone can give us a call at 541-366-6080 or stop by our office until 5 p.m. today, 2658 Northeast Stevens Street, or check us out online at marygilbert.com. We'd be honored to guide you home.
All right, Mary Gilbert from the Mary Gilbert Group. And again, the summertime seems pretty busy in the world of local real estate.
Exactly.
All right, a lot going on. And a podcast of this will be up shortly at 541radio.com. Local real estate today. Normally on Fridays, we've got it today with the holiday tomorrow. And that wraps up the morning report. KQEN News Time, 9 o'clock.